Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I just wanted to mention it. Class, USA Prepares is not a typical radio show. We are not a talk show. We are a broadcast classroom with a faculty of instructors who are interested in sharing knowledge and experiences with our broadcast class. That is USA Prepares. And today, Kathy and I are going to be talking about home improvements. This is a class that will help you make better decisions and avoid making mistakes. And what we have on our list for today is wall outlet spacing. That's something that you might want to consider knowing a little bit about. Paint, selection and quality, landscaping, garbage disposals, how to maintain a garbage disposal, what to put in and what not to put in them, kitchen cabinets, and would you purchase recommended upgrades? Are they worth the money or not? And faucets. And price increases. Am I leaving anything out, Kathy?
No, that's what I've got. And I've got a few shortages, too, Vince, that I have kind of come across. So I can mention
okay,
them
you want to start with that?
The show. Sure.
Okay,
sure, go ahead, Vince.
Okay, do you want to start with the shortages that you've found, or do you want to hold that till later?
You, Vince, and you can, kind of ties in with the price increases, too. One of the things that I found was that they're saying that there's like a rail car shortage, and then they had the blockage in the Suez Canal, and now they're having the container ship shortage, and they're having trouble getting, one of the big parts is the supply and demand. And also we've had, you know, hurricanes and the fires, and then we had the bad weather down in Texas. So a lot of this is all contributing. It's kind of like the perfect storm right now. But I'm sure you know, and a lot of people do, like the price of lumber, but they also mentioned like paints and solvents and adhesives and iron and fasteners, steel, aluminum. They're all going up, a lot of it because of the same reason or just shortages. So I saw one study. They said that corn went up 91% and soybeans went up 75%. Iron was 112%. Now, I don't know how long that's going to be, but right now that's what it has gone up. So I'm sure you're noticing, too, when you go to buy products right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let me give you a couple examples. By the way, we mentioned this well over a year ago, that the corona panic, which is my term, would result in shortages, price escalations, inflation, etc. And, of course, here it all is. So you all know about lumber. I want to build a bookcase, and I can't do it because I can't get the lumber. And no one has enough to build the kind of bookcase that I want to build. Actually, it's two bookcases. 4 feet wide, 8 feet tall, 1 foot deep. And no one has enough lumber to build that in one place. So they say that maybe next month they'll get some in, but they don't know. And the price has gone way up. So a board that used to cost $3 to $4 for a 1 by 12, 8 feet long, used to be $3 or $4. Now, if you can get them, they're about $18. It's a massive price increase. So here's another example of a shortage, supply, price increase, and it's kind of hidden. So I wanted to buy a starter for my old truck. Well, it's my new truck. It's a 2001 Chevy truck that I've been working on. And I wanted to buy a starter for it. And I can buy a new starter. I can buy a have the starter rebuilt, or I can buy a rebuilt starter. So there's three options. I guess the fourth would be I could rebuild it myself. Well, the rebuilder said that the previous owner of the truck just wore the starter out so much that it's not rebuildable. So that leaves buying a rebuilt starter or a new starter. Now, if I buy a rebuilt starter, they expect me to give them my old starter so they can take the parts out of it, maybe the case, the gears, etc., the windings, the whatever they want to reuse to rebuild other to rebuild starters, you know, as parts. And the way it works is there's what's called a core charge, C-O-R-E, charge. So they want the old one, and they'll sell you a new one if you buy a rebuilt one. And that's the way it works. So you hand them the old one, or you pay a deposit. They give you the rebuilt one, and then later on, if you want your deposit back, you get that when you bring them your old starter. Well, now they want the core if you buy a new starter, and that never happened before. That's brand new. They want the old starter when you buy a new one, or they charge you $40. So now what we're talking about is a starter brand new that might cost $80 to $100. If you want to keep your old one, they're going to charge you an additional $40 because they are demanding that you give them the old core. So that's something that I have never seen before. And I used to sell auto parts back in the after high school days and during the summers of college. And Kathy, I have a feeling that you've never seen that before either, where you buy a new part for your car and they want the old one. Have you ever seen that before?
No. The only one that I can think of offhand, Vince, is like batteries. When you take a battery in, that's the only thing I can think of offhand.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's because they want to recycle the lead. And I'm all for that, because otherwise we'd have junk batteries and acid everywhere. I mean, people just throw them on the side of the road, you know, if we didn't have an expensive core charge for an automotive battery. And it's currently about $18, $18. Okay, Kathy, anything else you wanted to share about price increases and shortages?
Well, Vince, I think I mentioned before my husband bought wood to build two dressers for two of our grandsons, and he's got a friend who's a master carpenter, and he gets the wood through him. So not only, you know, he can get it at a little bit of a discount through him, but he just talked to him yesterday. And he bought this wood probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it's already gone up another 30% since then. Now, he got the sale. He got not the sale price, but he got the price locked in because he ordered it. But it just now came in, and it's already gone up 30%, and that's only been maybe 4 or 5 weeks, if that. So it's really going up. The wood is unbelievable, but it's affecting furniture too. We called a couple places. We wanted to get a love seat for a small room that we have, and we're not going to pay $700-$800 for that right now. That's just, they're just really going that high. But so we will wait. But what they're saying is, like, even if you place an order now, they're having so much trouble, not just with the wood, but other components, trying to get them in, that they said you may have to wait up until December to get your furniture.
I was talking with Kyle on the phone. He called me with a automotive type question. And we were talking, and he said the problem with getting things today is that supplies are so short in so many things that if it's available now, first of all, you may not be able to get a lower price than you'd like. But if it's available and you don't buy it right then and there, if you decide a little bit later that you want to get it, it's probably gone. And that's what we're seeing as well. Absolutely, we're seeing that. So when we see it, when it's available on the Internet, you know, it may say last one, and you might think, oh, that's just a come on, right? Well, not necessarily. So we have found that there really are supply shortages. It really exists. So I guess the word to our class is, if you see it, if you need it, if you can afford it, and you think that you might not be able to wait a month or two or three, you might want to get it when you see it. I guess that's the word to our class. Is that what you're saying as well?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Vince, I've been doing that since we've talked about it even before the whole thing shut down last year. I mean, I started buying things ahead as much as I can. And one of the things, Vince, I can't find, and I may have to get online, not that I need them a lot, but you talked about buying extra matches. You can't find the paper books, the matchbooks like you could before. I've kind of called around and checked when I've been in stores, and all they have are the wooden ones now, the long ones, which those are okay. I mean, if you need them. But I thought, well, I'll just get a few boxes of the extra ones and store them in a jar like you said, but I can't find them. So I don't know if they're just not making them or...
No, they make them.
Or what the issue is with those.
Well, one of the issues is shipping because they, you know, they're combustible, easily combustible. And the phosphorus in them, you know, can get to a pretty high temperature, so it can start... Actually, you can start a fire with matches, which is what they're used for. But they have become very, very expensive, at least a few months ago. And they were available on Amazon, but they were really, really high. At least I thought they were, because they used to be free back in the 1950s, 60s. You know, you could go to any supermarket, and whether you bought cigarettes or not, you could say, could I have a pack of matches? And they just give it to you. But that's no longer the case. You don't even see them anymore. I wanted to mention that we have cooked up some spaghetti. Actually, you know, boil the water, you know, start that, then open the box of spaghetti pasta from Aldi, Walmart's house brand, and Berea, the blue box, and bugs in all of them. Now, I'm not saying every single box has bugs, but we have found those three brands within the, you know, best used by date, have had bugs in pasta. No kidding. Now, that can be for lasagna, and that can be for, you know, just the regular spaghetti noodles. Have you seen that as well, Kathy?
No, Vince, I have not. I buy mine, excuse me, at Sam's, and I've gotten some really good pasta from Costco. It's actually from Italy. And those are the two I have bought. I haven't bought any of the others lately, so I've not seen that.
Mm-hmm. That's why. That's why. Because the pasta from Italy that Sam's Club sells, I think, is the finest pasta I have ever tasted. And it takes twice as long to cook it. It's extra firm. It is fabulous. It is. I think it's the best on the planet. That does not have bugs in it. However, this domestic stuff does, at least... The Aldi brand and Walmart's house brand and Berea that we've opened recently and within the best used by date. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com.
So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about home improvements. Kathy, where do you want to go next?
Well, Vince, you did a really good job explaining garbage disposal before, but I think it's really worth repeating, and some of the safety things that you mentioned about unplugging it if you have a clog. Would you mind going over that?
Sure. One of the things that probably takes me and members of my family a lot longer to do things compared to others, and like other mechanics, if you will, other electricians, if you will, is because I practice safety. And one of the things that I've taught all my students in person is something called mini max regret. And I learned that in finance class at the university back in the 70s. And mini, M-I-N-I, max, M-A-X, regret, R-E-G-R-E-T, mini max regret is financial method of minimizing regrets. So let's say you're investing, you know, how would you want to minimize your regret of losing money? Well, there's a financial way of doing that, and that's taught in class. Well, I've applied minimax regret to life in general. And minimax regret is, what would you regret happening? So, for example, one analogy might be, you're driving down the road and a guy flies by in his pickup truck and he's got a ladder, you know, in the bed, and it's he's got the tailgate closed, and you're in the slow lane, he's in the fast lane, and he flies past you and then pulls in front of you. And you notice that it doesn't look like it's tied down. So what would the maximum regret be at that point? Well, for me, it would be that ladder would be flying through my windshield. So what would I do to minimize that maximum regret? And that would be, I would back off. I would slow down, put a lot more distance between me and the rear of that pickup truck with the ladder hanging out the back. You know, those kinds of things. A truck in the fast lane is carrying gravel, and you know it's a dump truck, and you know that those dump trucks drop rocks. You know that. So my maximum regret might be a broken windshield from a stone flying off the back of that truck. Well, I'd back off, you know, same way. So in relations to your question about garbage disposal, my maximum regret might be that I'd be grinding up my hand if I stuck it in there, you know, to dislodge something. So the first thing I would do is shut off that circuit breaker. I wouldn't just trust the switch. And then I would turn on and off the switch to make sure that it didn't come on. Okay, and then I put the switch in the off position. Then they have tools that are used that come with the garbage disposals to spin the shaft, the motor shaft. So if you've got a chicken bone in there or something that you should not have put in there that's jammed up the cutters, then you can turn a safe use of this little wrench that comes with it to dislodge it. So as far as garbage disposal safety, it's never put your hand in it. Never put your body part, anything you don't want, ground up in a garbage disposal. It's as simple as that. So that was one thing. Another thing is, what do you put in it? Well, if you have a septic system, why would you put anything in it? Why not just use it as compost if it's compostable, or just put it in the trash and, you know, throw it away? Why put it in your septic system and help fill up your septic system faster? Because if you have a septic system, you are the one who's going to pay to have it pumped out. So why contribute to filling it up faster? Why do that? So those are a couple of my thoughts, Kathy.
Yeah, Vince, and I know that I, as a young mom and wife, I put down carrot peelings, and that my husband had to clean it out, take it apart, or you know, whatever he had to do. I don't know if he had to get underneath it, but he had to clean it out somehow. And I know there's a reset switch too, that sometimes it won't come on, and you hit the button. You know, you could just hit the button and it'll work. But like you said, there's a little tool that comes with it, and if you get underneath it and you just go rock it back and forth, there's like a little. Is it like a hex nut or something, or like a that shape?
Yeah,
that,
it's shaped like a it's a hexagon. You're absolutely right. Kind of like an Allen wrench, but it's, you know, generally angled, but it comes with it, and you just turn the shaft, which turns everything, and you can turn it with a little more torque than the motor can. And that little button you're talking about is the circuit breaker. It's a overload circuit breaker that protects the motor of the garbage disposal from burning up when it's jammed, because, you know, you might have it jammed and you just try it, overheat that motor and burn it up. So the circuit breaker will trip.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is planning to announce sanctions on Russia as soon as today. Sources say it will target several individuals and entities. The package of sanctions targeting several Russian officials will be coupled with orders to expel some of them from the United States. The sanctions would be part of a set of responses by the U.S. government to a cybersecurity breach, which was identified in December and that the U.S. government said was likely orchestrated by Russia. Violent protests continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as demonstrated demonstrators clashed with police following the apparent accidental death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Ex-Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death. She has since posted $100,000 bond. A group of House Republicans Tuesday will introduce a constitutional amendment aimed at setting the number of Supreme Court justices at 9 in reaction to calls from Democrats to pack the court in an executive order by President Biden to study the topic. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia. The race will be televised on Fox and Motor Racing Network. We recently caught up with driver Brad Keselowski and asked him about the Richmond Raceway.
Richmond was kind of a dominant race for us last fall. I was super disappointed that Richmond in the spring got canceled because of COVID, because I thought it would be really good. But I'm looking forward to going back and hopeful to have the same success we had last fall. It's certainly a track that I've had circled. You know, Jeremy Bowens, my crew chief, and the whole team did such a great job preparing the car for that racetrack. So hopefully we can repeat.
Driver William Byron was asked to compare Richmond to other tracks.
You know, I think it honestly is its own beast. I mean, it kind of is like Atlanta with the surface. But then you've got some aspects of it that are similar to Phoenix, I guess. So it's, it's really kind of its own beast. It's very low grip. Even lower grip in the race car than it looks. So it's always kind of a challenge to manage the throttle there. You've got to kind of, sometimes you're running half throttle down straightaway just to keep the tires under it, later on in a run. So it's a challenge.
NASA's $800 million Mars lander is in an energy crisis because of dirt on the solar panels. InSight, which landed on Mars in 2018, is in need of a windstorm to blow the panels clean. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm talking about home improvements, specifically garbage disposal. So, Kathy, here's a reason why circuit breakers are put on the side of these garbage disposals. One is because they have an electric motor, and the duty cycle of an electric motor is not 100%, which means that it's not made to run continuously. It's made to run for a short time and then shut it off. And that's how garbage disposals are used. And that's because the motors get hot, and they're insulated from the heat coming out by the soundproofing. So to keep them quiet, they have insulation wrapped around them in a plastic covering. But that prevents the cooling of the motor. So that's why they don't have a 100% duty cycle. What else doesn't have a 100% duty cycle? Well, that would be a central vacuum system. And that also has one of these resettable circuit breakers with a red button on the side. So if your garbage disposal stops working and you turn on the switch to run it and it doesn't hum, it doesn't, you know, 60 cycle hum. If it doesn't do that, then the next thing to do would be to go under the sink and look and see if that red button needs to be pushed back in. And that red button is the circuit breaker. It's resettable. It's designed to be reset over and over and over again in the case of a high temperature condition or too much current going through that breaker. So those are a couple comments. And you're absolutely right. So don't put stringy things down a garbage disposal because you'll clog it up. And it's a pain in the neck to clean it out. And it's dangerous. And make sure that, you know, if you're going to work on it, you've shut that circuit breaker off. And the way to do that is when it is working, when your garbage disposal is working, you have one person at the garbage disposal turning the switch on while you're shutting off circuit breakers at the breaker panel to find out which one for sure shuts off that garbage disposal. And then mark it. And what I do is a little different from what I've seen done. I take colored tape, like yellow tape, and you can buy yellow electrical tape at some of the stores, and I write with a Sharpie marker right on the circuit breaker itself what it's for. So for a kitchen outlet, K1, K2, or I'm sorry, kitchen circuit, K1 for circuit number 1, K for kitchen, 1 for circuit number 1, K2, K3, K4, KIT lights, you know, that would be for the overhead lighting, etc. DR for dining room. BR1 for bedroom number 1. BR2 for bedroom number 2, etc. G for garage. That's how I do it. And I put the electrical tape right on the breaker, right next to the switch that you flip on the breaker. So there's absolutely no question what that breaker is for. So it's not like looking at the door panel and seeing a chart that says, okay, breaker number 1, breaker number 2, breaker number 3, and someone writes in pen or pencil, and it gets changed over the years. So mine are written right on the breaker. Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, we've done the same thing. My husband, as soon as he gets into a house, he checks all the outlets, he turns them on and off, and I'm wherever he's at in the house saying, yep, that's the one, and then he prints out, and it's all labeled right on that panel. We do the same exact thing.
I wonder, Kathy, I wonder if you have the same nickname that Mrs. Finelli has, and that is, can you help me with? So I think that, you know, I wonder if that's your nickname, too. Because, you know, many times during the day I'll say, Mrs. Finelli, can you help me with? Or, can you help me with? I may not even say Mrs. Finelli. And it's she holds up the other end of the board. She holds up, you know, for sawing, a rip sawing with a table saw. If we're building something, if we're loading equipment in the truck, if we're carrying a long ladder, whatever it is, can you help me with? So I kind of thought about that this morning before the broadcast, and I thought you probably have the same nickname.
I do. Vince, what would you recommend for, like, a brand or, like, what horsepower, what size would you recommend?
For a garbage disposal?
Yes.
Okay. The ones that I have installed in the past are in-sync aerator, in-sync aerator, and you can buy them on eBay, and you can buy open boxes, and I recommend a half horsepower at least. So they come in three general categories as far as I know, and that would be like a third horsepower economy model. Then they have a little bit bigger one, which would be a half horsepower, and then maybe a third of three quarters of a horsepower, I think, is a larger one. So I would go with the half or the three quarter horsepower. And you don't have to get all the maximum insulation, but when you go to the half horsepower size, the grinding knives are better quality, the motor is better quality, the bearings are better quality, everything's better. And if you're going to go through all the trouble of installing it, I guess it's worth the extra $40 in my book to get it right, and then I have to replace it later on. So that's what I've done. And I only know about the InSinkErator brand. I imagine if KitchenAid has one, they would probably be pretty good too. But I would not buy a Chinese. I would not buy a Chinese one.
I think we have the InSinkErator too.
I'm really down on Chinese products. I mean, yesterday, you know, we pulled out a transmission for the fourth time in my new pickup truck because the clutch pressure plate failed in like 500 miles. The throwout bearing failed in 500 miles. So we replaced everything, the clutch, the pressure plate, the throwout bearing, the hydraulic master cylinder, every part of the clutch, and it failed. And, you know, taking the transmission down is a pain in the neck. You have to take down the transmission support member. You have to take down the exhaust system. It's a half a day job, and it's dangerous, and it's heavy, and I hate it. And it's all because these crappy Chinese products just don't seem to last. Yesterday afternoon, we worked on fencing, and we had to replace electric fencing. You know, this is that fencing that's poly fencing. It's got six stainless steel wires, and you run it through these step-in posts. We have miles of it, literally, probably 10 miles of it on our farm, literally. And the Chinese, American companies, decided that they could buy the made in China stuff. Well, they seem to have left out one ingredient, and that would be the ultraviolet protection. So the Chinese tape just falls apart. Now, the American tape lasts 10, 15 years easily. The Chinese tape is gone in 2 years. Now, when it breaks, it's not just replacing it that's the problem. The cows get out. That's the problem. The cows get out. And so there's when people are farmers here in Missouri and someone says, so what do you do? Well, I chase cows. I mean, that's kind of like how we describe ourselves. We chase cows. And we chase more cows because of these defective Chinese products like electric fence chargers, like Chinese electric fence tape, like Chinese fence posts made of all substandard materials. The Chinese have to be laughing at us. Because we look at it and we go, oh, it's green. It's a green fence post. I guess they're all the same. Well, maybe they used to all be the same, but not anymore. So if it says make in China, I'm not interested anymore. That's just a little editorial there. Any comments, Kathy?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. I try to stay away from them as much as possible, but sometimes there's not another option. You can't find anything.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's what happened to the tool market. Pretty much, Harbor Freight has destroyed Craftsman at Sears. I believe that they were instrumental in destroying it. So now we have a choice of which substandard tool do you want from Harbor Freight. What else do you have on your list, Kathy, that you'd like to talk about?
Vince, I got one more comment about the garbage disposal. One of my children was here a while ago, and they must have hit the switch on the wall to turn it off. And they were like, oh, Mom, your garbage disposal is not working. And I looked over and I said, well, you turn the switch off. So that's before you call a repairman, if you're going to do that or you're trying to take it apart, check the switch on the wall, too. That's one last comment for somebody. It's an easy fix if that's the problem.
Yeah, Kathy, I've got a question for you. Well, a comment first. There's two ways of installing a garbage disposal. One is to install an electrical outlet underneath the kitchen sink. That's one. And then you have a pigtail, which is a power cord with a plug on it that goes to the garbage disposal. So it's three wires, a ground plus a neutral and a hot. And it needs to carry at least 15 amps of current. So it can't be a little flimsy one. It has to be, you know, more substantial than that. And it's plugged into this receptacle. The other way is to hardwire it in. And that's the way I normally would do it. I would hardwire the garbage disposal. So I take a Romex cable, minimum of 15 amps, wire that directly into the garbage disposal. So it's kind of a permanent connection. So there's two ways of doing that. Now, one thing that can happen is that plug can be unplugged for the garbage disposal. And that's happened to people, and they've said the garbage disposal doesn't work, and they found that it's been unplugged underneath the kitchen sink. I don't know how that happens, but that's been the case. So I wanted to mention that. And the other thing is, my question for you, Kathy, is how would you use a garbage disposal if you didn't have that switch? Because I don't know. Are there automatic garbage disposals? Just put food in there, and it knows and says, power's on.
Yeah, I know.
So how else would you use one?
Yeah, that's true. You have to turn it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
You could finish up. I just had a quick comment about Central Vac because I forgot to mention it before, so
okay.
I didn't want to.
Please
do. Okay?
Sure.
Well, we talked about it, and a couple things I forgot to mention was we have something called it's called a rug rat, and it goes up your stairs. It's a small version. It just looks like a small power head. And that's really handy because I have carpeting going down my stairs in the basement, to the basement. And so it's really handy for that or small spaces. The other thing I really liked about mine, and I forgot to mention last time, was like I have vaulted ceilings in my family room and in one of the bedrooms. And I can put one of the tools on that come with the Central Vac, the accessory tools. And just because I have the hose, I can literally reach up to most of the ceilings with that. And if I want to do, there's like a furniture one that's just a soft bristle. I can do my furniture. I can do like walls or draperies or blinds with it because it's lightweight. Like I had a Dyson before, and it did a nice job on the carpeting, but I didn't like it for anything else. I didn't like it for stairs. The cord was too short. You couldn't go up the stairs with it, but it would pop out because the accessories didn't interlock. And you'd go about 4 stairs, and the whole thing would come out. So I just like the Central Vac for the ease of cleaning, too.
Yeah. And we have a power head made by Kenmore, and it's called Whisper Belt. I think it's the best in the business. But they're about $100 now, used on eBay. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you have one of those bagless, meaning no bag, central vacuum systems, you need to empty that canister. And it's probably 6 gallon size or so. You need to empty it when it's about half or three quarters full. And we have a stick. It's probably about 18 inches long. And we tap the side of that canister. So when Mrs. Finelli's vacuuming, if I happen to be in the garage where the central vac power unit is, I will tap, tap, tap the side of it, and the dust will fall down into the basket because it's a translucent basket. You can see it, and that makes it easier on the motor, and it runs a little cooler when there's a little more air above the dirt in the basket. So that's what we do. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, we do the same thing. I empty mine once a week. I don't have much in it now with the kids all being grown, but we just do it as a matter of habit, just so there's not any extra harm to the motor. We brush it. We brush that screen too with a brush. Mm-hmm. So
right.
So,
right.
Vince, can I ask you about your thoughts on faucets and if you were going to buy one, install one, what would you look for and what brand would you use?
Okay. When I was growing up, my parents bought American Standard brand. So back in the 60s when they built a new house, the toilet, the sink, the sinks in the bathroom, the shower controls, everything was American Standard brand. And because of that, I'm prejudiced toward American Standard because that's what I grew up with. So in our house, the toilets, the counter sinks, vitreous china sinks are all American Standard brand. In the kitchen, we have a Kohler stainless steel sink. I bought three of those so that we could have one in the kitchen, one in the laundry room, and, one someplace else if we decided to put it, because they were $88. Lowe's couldn't wait to get rid of them. If it weren't for that, and it happens to be a double bowl, very deep sink, and it was probably a $300 sink that they couldn't wait to get rid of, so I bought all that they had, which was three. In terms of faucets, I really like American Standard, and I'll tell you why. In the bathrooms, we have a non-typical bathroom faucet. Typically, a bathroom faucet is called a center set, which means that there's a spacing between the inlet pipes. And it is, I think it's about 8 inches, if I'm not mistaken, for a bathroom. And it might be different, but the American standard that I bought for the bathroom is what's called a bar faucet, which means it has a high-rise neck on it. So it goes way higher, and it's curved like a, it goes up and then it does a U-turn. It's a gentle 360-degree turn, well, 180-degree, I guess, turn. And it works really well, but it has two handles, one for hot and one for cold. And it just works and works and works. And if you ever have a problem with an American standard, they have a lifetime guarantee, and they'll send you the parts. And I've called them over the years, and the number, I keep the box that the faucet came in, and it has the, you know, installation instructions and the install the manual and the parts and all that, parts manual. And I call them up and tell them that I have this particular model, and here's what it's doing. And they'll say, it would be okay if we send you a replacement cartridge for it. I go, oh, that's great. Thanks so much. And so I really like American Standard, but I believe that most of the faucet brands will do the same thing. We used to, when we were first married, we used Moen, M-O-E-N. And that was a typically great cartridge, single-lever kitchen faucet. But that's not what we have now. What we have now is, I bought three of them from Sam's Club, and I don't know the spelling of the exact spelling, but it had a lifetime guarantee. And I've had to replace the cartridges a couple times. I call them up, and they send me a cartridge for free. And I just say, hey, this is Vinfinella. They go, okay, we got you right here. And I'll tell them what the problem is. And I'll say, okay, it'll be sent out by, you know, within a week. And you should have it in 2 weeks. And that's great. So they don't say, where's your proof? Prove that you have it. Send us a picture of the dripping faucet. They don't do any of that. And American Standard doesn't do it either. So I'm happy with those purchases. And I'm happy with the way the products work. And maybe during the break I can tell you the exact brand. But it was $39.99 each for the kitchen faucet. And that had a soap dispenser. You pump it and it push down on it and liquid soap comes out. And it had this spray wand. And it's a high rise. And it's a good looking stainless steel unit. So for $39.99, that was a real bargain, right? So I don't know. They're probably $200 now. Those are my thoughts on kitchen and sinks and bathroom sinks. Do you have any questions? Oh, and the shower controls are American Standard as well. Lifetime guarantee. And they have the parts. So I really like American Standard, you know, faucets and shower controls. Kathy, do you have any comments or questions about what I just said?
Yeah, I do, Vince. When we get back, I want to ask you about the ceramic cartridge versus the, like, the rubber steel.
Oh, sure, sure.
And the spring one.
Be glad to. We'll do that when we come back. Kathy's with us, and we're talking about home improvements. And we're going to talk about kitchen outlet spacing during this broadcast, too.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.